From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the next stage of Syria peace talks and a political transition is underway in Geneva with UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura meeting members of the opposition High Negotiation Committee. Opposition member Assad al-Zubi said his delegation affirmed it's serious in the search for a political solution, and he blamed the government for flouting all previous UN Security Council resolutions. Mistura said it's normal for each delegation to state its own strong position.
But that does not indicate at all that when we come here, we came here to negotiate. And therefore, with all respect to statements, the reality is that at a certain point, we are going to go deeper and deeper into the issue of political transition.
Government negotiators are expected in Geneva by Friday following legislative elections that were held Wednesday in government-controlled areas. A video appears to be the first proof some of the schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram militants in the Borno state town of Chibok 2 years ago are still alive. The cable news network showed the video released by the Sunni insurgent group with tearful parents recognizing some of their daughters. The video is believed to have been recorded in December. Alia Yusufu is part of the Bring Back Our Girls campaign that demands their freedom.
I feel really sad and really kind of disappointed in our government for not being able to bring back the Chibok girls sooner than now.
More than 270 girls were abducted by Boko Haram April 14, 2014. Dozens escaped shortly after the mass abduction. More than 200 are still missing. Amnesty International estimates 2,000 children have been kidnapped by Boko Haram since early 2014. This is VOA News.